Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear viewers, we have been discussing the collection of the Quran narratives as ascribed to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the previous sessions, and we have completed our discussion on the Sunni sources which discuss or present these narratives, and we have also seen how they have stood to the test of criticism. Today and in the next episodes, inshallah, we'll be covering these narratives, these collection narratives, as they have been found or they are found in the Shiite narratives or the Shiite source books. So I'll read out these narratives before you today, inshallah, and then in the next sessions we shall discuss and evaluate these narratives, not only their text but also their isnad. So the first of these narratives that I'm going to read out is recorded by Sulaym ibn Qais in his Kitab Sulaym ibn Qais, and the words are: فَلَمَّا رَعَى عَلِي غَدْرَهُمْ وَكِلَّةَ وَفَائِهِمْ لَزِمَ بَيْتَهُ وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ يُؤَلِّفُهُ وَيَجْمَعُهُ فَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ حَتَّى جَمَعَهُ وَكَانَ فِي الصُّحُفِ وَالشَّزَازِ وَالْأَسْيَارِ وَالرِّقَابِ فَلَمَّا جَمَعَهُ كُلَّهُ وَكَتَبَهُ بِيَدِهِ تَنْزِيلَهُ وَتَأْوِيلَهُ النَّاسِخُ وَالْمَنْسُوخُ فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَنْ أُخْرُجْ فَبَايِعْ فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِ إِنِّي مَشْغُولٌ فَقَدْ آلَيْتُ بِيَمِينِ أَلَّا أَرْتَدِي بِرِدَاءٍ للصلاة حتى أؤلف القرآن وأجمع فسكتوا عنه أياما فجمعه في صوب وختمه ثم خرج إلى الناس وهم مجتمعون مع أبي بكر في مسجد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنادى علي بأعلى صوته يا أيها الناس إني لم أزل منذ قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله مشغولا بغسله ثم القرآن حتى جمعته كله في هذا الصوب الواحد فَلَمْ يَنْزِلِ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ آيَةً إِلَّا وَقَدْ جَمَعَتُهَا وَلَيْسَتْ مِنْهُ آيَةً إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَقْرَآنِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَعَلَّمَنِي تَأْوِيلَهَا ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لِئَلَّا تَكُولُوا غَدًا إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لِئَلَّا تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنِّي لَمْ أَعْدُوكُمْ إِلَى نُصْرَتِي وَلَمْ أَذْكُرْكُمْ حَقِّي وَلَمْ أدعوكم إلى كتاب الله من فاتحته إلى خاتمته فقال عمر ما أغنانا بما معنا من القرآن عما تدعونا إليه ثم دخل علي عليه السلام بيته. So when Ali saw their betrayal and insincerity, he confined himself to his house and set about to arrange and collect the Quran. He did not leave his house until he had collected it, and it was scattered in sheets and wood pieces having inclined edges and thin pieces of leather. When he had collected all of it and written it down by his hand, the Tanzil and the Ta'wil, the abrogating and the abrogated verses, Abu Bakr sent for him to come and pledge allegiance to him. Ali sent his response thus: I am busy, and I have sworn to myself that I would not wear my cloak except for the prayer until I have arranged and collected the Quran. So they kept silent and left him alone for some days. He then collected it in a single cloth and sealed it and went to the people who were gathered round Abu Bakr in the Prophet's mosque. He then loudly declared to them, O people, ever since the death of the Prophet, I have been busy in his ceremonial bath and then with the Quran until I have collected all of it in this single cloth. There is not a verse revealed which I have not collected, and there is not a verse which the Prophet has not recited to me and not taught me its explanation. Then Ali told them, this is lest you might say in future, we were not aware of it. He went on to say, you should not say on the day of judgment that I had not called you to my help and had not reminded you of my right and I had not called you to the book of God from the beginning to the end of the book. Umar replied, what you have with you is of no use to us because of what we have with us of the Quran. Ali then went and entered his house. So the narrative ends here. The next narrative also, viewers, is from Sulaym ibn Qais's book. And the words are, قَالَ طَلْحَ لِعَلِيَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَا أَبَ الْحَسَنِ شَيْءٍ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ عَنْهِ رَأَيْتُكَ خَرَجْتَ بِصَوْبٍ مَخْتُومٍ عَلَيْهِ فَقُلْتَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي لَمْ أَزَلْ مَشْغُولًا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ بِغُسْلِهِ وَتَكْفِينِهِ وَدَفْنِهِ ثُمَّ شَغَلْتَ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى جَمَعْتَهُ لَمْ يَسْقُطْ مِنْهُ حَرْفٌ فَلَمْ أَرَى ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي كَتَبْتَ وَأَلَّفْتَ ورأيت عمر بعث إليه حين استخلف عن عبس به إلي فأبيت أن تفعل. فدعا عمر الناس فإذا شهد إثنان على آية قرآن كتبها ولم يشهد عليها غير رجل واحد رماها ولم يكتبه. وقد قال عمر وأنا أسمع إنه قد قتل يوم اليمامة رجال كانوا يقرؤون قرآنا لا يقرأ غيرهم. فذهب وقد جاءت شاة إلى صحيفة وكتاب عمر يكتبون فأكلتها وذهب ما فيها. والكاتب يومئذ عثمان فما تقولون؟ وسمعت عمر يقول وأصحابه الذين ألفوا ما كتبوا على عهد عمر وعلى عهد عثمان. إن الأحزاب كانت تعدل سورة البقرة وسورة والنور 60 آية والحجرات 90 آية فما هذا؟ وما يمنعك يرحمك الله أن تخرج إليهم ما قد ألفت للناس؟ وقد شهدت عثمان حين أخذ ما ألف عمر فجمعوا له كتاب وحمل الناس على قراءة واحد ومزق مصحف أبي بن كعب وابن مسعود وأحرقهما بالنار فما هذا؟ فقال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام يا طلحة إن كل آية أنزلها الله في كتابه على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله عندي بإملاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وخط بيدي وتأويل كل آية أنزله الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وكل حلال وحرام أو حد وكل حلال أو حرام أو حد أو حكم أو أي شيء تحتاج إليه الأمة إلى يوم القيامة عندي مكتوب بإملاء رسول الله وخط يدي حتى أرش الخدش. So as I said, this narrative is also recorded by Sulaym ibn Qais, and it says, and Talha is actually asking some questions to Ali, and Ali is replying back. So it's like a dialogue between the two of them. So Talha said, O Abul Hasan, there is something I would like, I want to ask you about. I saw you come out with a sealed cloth and say, O people, I have remained busy with the ceremonial bath, enshrouding and burial of the Prophet. And I then turned my attention to the Book of God until I collected all of it and not a letter was left out. So I have not seen that book with you, which you wrote and compiled. And I saw Umar, when he became the caliph, ask you to send it over to him, but you refused. Then Umar called over people and wrote out verses of the Quran over which two witnesses testified, and left out verses on which only one person testified. And Umar said while I was listening, in the battle of Yamama, people have been killed who knew verses no one else knew. And a goat came over to a sheet while the scribes of Umar were writing and ate it and took away what was in it. And among the scribes on that day was Uthman. So what do you say? And I heard Umar and his companions who wrote the Quran in his times and in the times of Uthman say, Surah Ahzab was as long as Surah Baqarah and Surah Nur had 186 verses and Surah Hujurat had 90 verses. What is all this? May God have mercy upon you. What stopped you from revealing what you had collected for the people? So this is Talha asking Ali. And you had witnessed that Uthman had taken what the scribes had collected for Umar, and he had urged people to gather on one reading and had destroyed the codex of Ubayy and Ibn Mas'ud by burning them. What is this? Now it's Ali who replies to all these questions of Talha. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali replied, O Talha, every verse that God has revealed to Muhammad is with me through his dictation to me, written by me, and every allowed and prohibited thing, and every directive and injunction, and anything which the Ummah requires till the day of judgment is written with me in my writing through the dictation of the Prophet, even the diyat of a scratch on the screen. Now, after this, Ali makes some more points, but since they do not answer the question raised by Talha, so Talha then again asks some questions to Ali, and this goes like this. La araka ya Abul Hasan ajibtani amma sa'altuka anhu min amr al-Qur'an alla tuzhiruhu lin-nas. Qal ya Talha amadan kafaftu an jawabika fa akhbirni an ma kataba Umar wa Uthman aqur'anun kulluhu am fihi laysa biqur'an. Qala Talha bal Qur'an kulluhu. Qal إن أخذتم بما فيه نجوتم من النار ودخلتم الجنة فإن فيه حجتنا وبيان حقنا وفرض طاعتنا. قال تلحى حسبي أما إذا كان قرآنا فحسبي. ثم قال تلحى فأخبرني عما في يديك من القرآن وتأويله وعلم الحلال والحرام إلى من تدفعه ومن صاحبك بعدك ومن صاحبه بعدك. قال إلى الذي أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله أن أدفعه إليه. قال وسي وأولى الناس بعدي بالناس ابن الحسن ثم يدفع ابن الحسن إلى ابن الحسين ثم يسير إلى واحد بعد واحد من ولد حسين حتى يرد آخرهم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله حوزة هم مع القرآن لا يفارقونه والقرآن معهم لا يفارقهم. Why is it, O Abul Hasan, that you have not answered the question I asked you about revealing to people the Quran you had collected? He replied, I deliberately desisted from replying to you. So tell me, is what Umar and Usman wrote the whole of the Quran, or is there anything in it which is not the Quran? Talha said, indeed, the whole of the Quran. So Ali continued, if you adhere to what is written in it, you will be saved from the fire of hell and enter paradise, because in it are our arguments and a mention of our rights and a mention of the obligation of obeying us. Talha then said, it would suffice for me if this is what the Quran contains. He further said, please tell me of the Quran that is with you and its interpretation and of the knowledge of what is forbidden and what is allowed. Whom will you give it and in whose custody will this Quran be after you? Ali replied, I will give it to the person the Prophet had directed me to. Talha said, who is he? Or Talha asked, who is he? Ali replied, my successor and the person who is the foremost among people after me, this son of mine, Al-Hasan. At his death, he will then give it to this son of mine, Al-Husayn. And then it will keep passing among their descendants until the last of them meets the Prophet at his fountain. They will remain with the Quran, and the Quran will remain with them. They will not leave it, and it will not leave them. So here are the first two narratives which I have read out before you, and both are from the book of Sulaym ibn Qais. The next narrative, which is the third narrative, is recorded by Tabrasi in his Al-Ihtijaj. And it actually begins by the words Fi Riwayat Abi Zar al-Ghifari, which means that it is from a narrative from Abu Zar. So the words are, في رواية أبي ذر غفاري رضي الله عنه أنه لما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله جمع علي عليه السلام القرآن وجاء به إلى المهاجرين والأنصار وعرضه عليهم كما قد أوصاه بذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فلما فتحه أبو بكر خرج في أول صفحة فتحها فضائح الكون فوصب عمر وقال يا علي أردد وردوده فلا حادث لنا فيه فأخذه علي عليه السلام وانصرف ثم أحذروا زيد بن ثابت وكان قاريا للقرآن فقال له عمر إن علي جاءنا بالقرآن وفيه فزائح المهاجرين والأنصار وقد رأينا أن نؤلف القرآن ونسقط منه ما كان فيه فزيهة وحدكا للمهاجرين والأنصار فأجابه زيد إلى ذلك ثم قال فإن أنا فرغت من القرآن على ما سألتم وأظهر علي القرآن الذي ألفه أليس قد بطل كل ما كان عملتم؟ قال فما الحيلة؟ قال زيد أنتم أعلم بالحيلة. فقال عمر ما حيلته دون أن نقتله ونستريح منه فدبر في قتله على يد خالد بن وليد فلم يقدر على ذلك. فلما استخلف عمر سأل علي عليه السلام أن يدفع إليهم القرآن فيحرفه فيما بينهم فقال يا أبا الحسن إن جئت بالقرآن الذي كنت قد جئت به إلى أبي بكر حتى نجتمع عليهم فقال عليه السلام هيهات ليس إلى ذلك السبيل إنما جئت به إلى أبي بكر لتقوم الحجة عليكم ولا تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين أو تقولوا ما جئتنا به إن القرآن الذي عندي لا يمسه إلا المطهرون والأوصياء من ولدي. قال عمر فهل لإظهاره وَقْتٌ مَعْلُومٌ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ نَعَمْ إِذَا قَامَ الْقَائِمْ مِنْ وَلَدِي يُزْهِرُهُ وَيَحْمِلُ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ فَتَجْرِ السُنَّةِ بِهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. It is reported in the narrative of Abu Dharr Ghifari that when the Prophet died, Ali collected the Quran and came over to the Muhajirun and the Ansar and presented it to them the way the Prophet had directed him. When Abu Bakr opened it, on the very first page of it, he saw a mention of the misdeeds of the people. Umar leapt and said, "O Ali, take it away, we do not need it." Ali took it and returned. They then called for Zayd ibn Thabit, who was a reader of the Quran. Umar said to him, "Ali came over to us with the Quran, and in it were mentioned the misdeeds of the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and we are of the opinion that we should arrange the Quran and leave out the misdeeds and condemnation of the Muhajirun and the Ansar." Zayd agreed and said, "If I am able to arrange the Quran to you, as you have asked, and Ali reveals the Quran he has arranged, will this not nullify what you have done?" Umar said, "What should be the plan?" Zayd said, "You know better of it." Umar said, "What better a plan than we kill him and be in comfort?" So he planned to kill him through Khalid ibn Walid, but was not able to. And an explanation of this has been mentioned earlier. When Umar became the caliph, he asked Ali to hand over to him the Quran so that he could alter what was between Ali and the people. So he said, "O Abul Hasan, if you bring the Quran, bring over the Quran you had brought to Abu Bakr so that we can bring a consensus over it." Ali said, "Alas, this is no longer possible. I had brought it over to Abu Bakr to leave all of you with no excuse so that you would not say on the day of judgment, we were not aware of it. Or say, you had not brought it to us. Only the pure and the successors among my children touched the Quran, which is with me." Umar then said, "Is the time of revealing it known?" Ali replied, "Yes, when the Al-Qaim from my descendants arrives, he will reveal it and will urge people to it, and the practice will be according to this Quran." So this is the third narrative in this regard, which I've read out. And viewers, now we come to the fourth narrative. This has also been recorded by Tabrizi in his Al-Ihtijaj. And this actually is an argument between Hassan ibn Ali and his companions with Muawiyah. So Hassan ibn Ali and his companions are seen arguing here in this narrative with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The words are, it begins with like this: قَالَ حَسَنْ نَحْنُ نَقُلْ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّ الْأَئِمَّةَ مِنَّا وَإِنَّ الْخِلَافَةَ لَا تُصْلِحُ إِلَّا فِينَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلْنَا أَهْلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلْنَا أَهْلَهَا فِي كِتَابِهِ وَسُنَّةِ النَّبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ فِينَا وَنَحْنُ أَهْلُهُ وَهُوَ عِنْدَنَا مَجْمُوعٌ كُلُّهُ بِحَزَافِيرِهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحْدُثُ شَيْءٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى أَرْشُ الْخَدْشِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ عِنْدَنَا مَكْتُوبٌ بِإِمْلَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَخَطِّ عَلِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِيَدِهِ وَزَعَمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ أَوْلَى بِذَلِكَ مِنَّا حَتَّى أَنْتَ يَا ابْنَ هِنْدْ تَدَّعِي ذَلِكَ وَتَزْعُمْ إن عمر أرسل إلى أبي أن إلى أبي أني إلى أبي أرسل إلى أبي which obviously implies his father أني أريد أن أكتب القرآن في مصحف فابعث إلي إلى بما كتبت من القرآن فأتاه فقال تضرب والله عنقي قبل أن يصل إليك قال ولما قال لأن الله تعالى قال والراسخون في العلم إياي عني ولم يعنك ولا أصحابك فغضب عمر ثم قال ابن أبي طالب تحسب أن أحد ليس عنده علم غيره من كان يقرأ من القرآن شيئا فليأتني به إذا جاء الرجل فقرأ شيئا معه يوافق فيه آخر كتبه وإلا لم يكتبه ثم قالوا قد زع منه قرآن كثير بل كذبوا والله بل هو مجموع محفوظ عند أهله الحسن said we Ahlul Bayt say the leaders of the Muslim are from us, and the Khilafah should be rightfully among us only, and God has made us its recipients in His book and in the Sunnah of His Prophet. True knowledge is with us, and we are its worthy beneficiaries. All of it is written with us in totality, and everything which is to happen till the Day of Judgment Even the deed of a scratch on the skin, is written with us in the writing of Ali through dictation of the Prophet. There are people who think that they are more worthy to it than us, and even you, O Ibn al-Hind, you claim and assert, Umar had sent a message to my father. I want to write the Quran in a Mus'haf, which is actually the content of the message. So send me what you have written of it. So Ali came to him and said, by God, you will have to kill me if it is to come to you. He said, why? He said, because in the verse and the deeply rooted in knowledge, I was meant by God and not you and your companions. Umar became angry at this and said, O son of Abu Talib, you think that there is no one else who has knowledge? So anyone who reads any portion of the Quran, bring it over to me. If a person would read what he had with him and another person would also have it, Umar would write it down, otherwise he would leave it. Then they said, a lot of the Quran was lost by him. They have told a lie. By God, it is safely lodged with its worthy recipients. Now, our viewers, we come to the fifth narrative in this regard, and this is by Abu Abdullah Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, and this is recorded by Ali ibn Ahim al-Qummi in his tafsir. And the words are, An-Nabi Abdullah qal, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li Ali, Ya Ali, al-Qur'an khalfa firashi, fil-musraf wal-harir wal-qaratis, فَخُزُوهُ وَجْمَعُهُ وَلَا تُزَيِّعُهُ كَمَا زَيِّعَتِ الْيَهُودِ التَّوْرَاتِ فَانْتَلَقَ عَلِيهِ فَجَمَعَهُ فِي صَوْبٍ أَصْفَرٍ ثُمَّ خَتَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِي بَيْتِهِ وَقَالَ لَا أَرْتَدِي حَتَّى أَجْمَعَ وَإِنْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ لَيَأْتِيَهُ فَيَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ بِغَيْرِ رِدَاءٍ حَتَّى جَمَعَهُ قَالَ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ قَرَأُوا الْقُرْآنَ كَمَا أُنْزِلَ مَا اخْتَلَفَ إِثْنَانِ. So Abu Abdullah Imam Jafar Sadiq said, the Prophet said to Ali, O Ali, the Quran is behind my bedsheet in the Mus'haf and in pages of silk and in paper. Get hold of it and collect it and do not lose it the way the Jews lost the Torah. So Ali went and gathered in a yellow cloth and then sealed it in his house and said, I will not wear my cloak until I have collected it. And if a person came to me, he would go out to meet him without his cloak until he had collected it. Abu Abdullah said, and the Prophet had said, had people read the Quran in the way it was revealed, no two of them would have differed. We now come to the sixth narrative in this regard, and this is by Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, and this is recorded by Abu Jafar al-Yaqub al-Kulaini in his Asul bin al-Kafi. And the words are, An Salim ibn Salama, Qala qara rajulun ala Abi Abdullah, wa ana astami'u hurufu min al-Qur'an, laysa ala ma yaqra'u hal-nas, faqala Abu Abdullah, kuffa an hazihi al-qira'a, iqra' kama yaqra'u al-nas, hatta yaqum al-qa'im, fa'iza qam al-qa'im, qara kitab Allah azza wa jalla, على حده وأخرج المصحف الذي كتبه علي وقال أخرجه علي إلى الناس حين فرغ منه وكتبه فقال لهم هذا كتاب الله عز وجل كما أنزله الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد جمعته من اللوحين فقال هو ذا عندنا مصحف جامع فيه القرآن لا حاجة لنا فيه فقال أما والله ما ترونه بعد يومكم هذا أبدا إنما كان عَلَيَّ أَنْ أُخْبِرَكُمْ حِينَ جَمَعْتُهُ لِتَقْرَأُوهُ. So this, the translation of this narrative is that Salim ibn Salama said, a person read the Quran before Abu Abdullah and I heard words of the Quran which were not according to what people would read. At this Abu Abdullah said, refrain from this reading. Read what the people read until the Al-Qaim arrives. When he arrives, he will read the book of God on his way and reveal the Mus'haf which Ali had written. He further said, Ali had taken this Mus'haf to the people when he had completed it and told them, this is the book of God, the way God revealed it to Muhammad, and I have collected it between two covers. They replied, we have it with us in the form of a collected Mus'haf in which is the Quran, and we do not need what you have in it. Ali said, by God. You will never ever see it after today. It was my responsibility to inform you about it once I had collected it, so that you can read it. Viewers, we now come to the seventh narrative in this regard, and this is recorded by Muhammad ibn Shahr Ashub in his Manaqib Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the words are, وَفِي أَخْبَارِ أَبِي رَعْفِ أَنَّ النَّبِي قَالَ فِي مَرَضِهِ الَّذِي تُوفِّيَ فِيهِ لِعَلِي يَا عَلِي هَذَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ خُزْهُ إِلَيْكَ فَجَمَعَهُ عَلِي فِي صَوْبٍ فَمَزَى إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ فَلَمَّا قُبِضَ النَّبِي جَلَسَ عَلِي فَأَلَّفَهُ كَمَا أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَكَانَ بِهِ عَالِمًا. In the narratives of Abu Rafi, it is found that the Prophet in his last illness told Ali, O Ali, this is the book of God, get hold of it. So Ali collected it in a cloth and went to his house. When the Prophet died, Ali sat down to arrange it in the way it was revealed, and he was aware of this. We come to the eighth narrative in this regard, viewers, and this is also recorded by Muhammad ibn Shahr Ashub and his Manaqib of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the words are, وحدثني أبو العلاء الأطار والموفق خطيب خوارزم في كتابيهما بالأسناد عن علي ابن رباح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر عليا بتأليف القرآن فألفه وكتبه. Reported from Ali ibn Abi Rabah that the Prophet directed Ali to arrange the Quran, so he arranged it and wrote it out. We now come to the ninth narrative in this regard, which is also recorded by Muhammad ibn Shahr Ashub in his Manaqib of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this has some details. Zakara Shirazi fi Nazul al-Quran wa Abu Yusuf Yaqub fi tafsirihi an Ibn Abbas fi qawlihi la tuharrik bihi lisanaka kana an-nabi yuharriku shafatayhi indal wahi liyahfazahu wa qila lahu la tuharrik bihi lisanaka يعني بالقرآن لتعجل به من قبل أن يفرغ به من قراءته عليك إن علينا جمعه وقرآن قال زمن الله محمد أن يجمع القرآن بعد رسول الله علي بن أبي طالب قال ابن أباس فجمع الله القرآن في قلب علي فجمعه علي بعد موت رسول الله بستة أشهر. Ash-Shirazi in his Nuzul al-Quran and Abu Yusuf Yaqub in his Tafsir. So these are the two people reporting. They report from Ibn Abbas about the verse La tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bihi, which is obviously the verse found in Surah Al-Qiyamah. O Prophet, do not move your tongue. It begins like this. So Ibn Abbas, while reporting about this verse, said he mentioned that the Prophet used to move his lips at the time of revelation in order to memorize it. He was told not to move his tongue so swiftly, to swiftly acquire it before it was being read out to him. As per the verse, Inna alayna jama'ahu wa qur'ana, God has guaranteed the Prophet that Ali will collect it after him. Ibn Abbas said, so God collected the Quran in the heart of Ali, and Ali compiled it in 6 months after the Prophet's death. Viewers, we now come to the 10th narrative in this regard, and this is by Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad al-Baqir, and this is recorded by Abu Ja'far al-Kulayni in his Asul min al-Kafi. And the words are, An Jabir qala samaytu Aba Ja'far yaqul, Madda'a ahadu min al-nas annahu jamal Qur'an kullahu kama unzila illa kazzab, wa ma jama'ahu wa hafizahu kama nazzalahu Allah Ta'ala illa Ali ibn Abi Talib wal a'immatu min ba'di. Jabir said that he heard Abu Ja'far say, only a liar can say that he has collected the whole of the Quran in the way it was revealed. No one collected or memorized it in the way it was revealed except Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Imams after him. Viewers, we now come to the 11th narrative, which is recorded in this regard in Shiite books. And this was also recorded by Abu Ja'far al-Kulayni in his Asul min al-Kafi, and it is from Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad al-Baqir. And the words are, An Abi Ja'far annahu qal, Ma yastatiyu ahadun an yadda'iya anna indahu jami' al-Qur'an kullihi zahirihi wa batinihi ghayrul awsiya. Ja'far reports from Ali Abu Ja'far, who said, no one should claim that he has the whole of the Quran with him, its esoteric and exoteric form, except the successors. We come to the 12th narrative in this regard, and this is by Muhammad ibn Ibrahim al-Nu'mani and recorded in his book Al-Ghaybah. And the words are Al-Asbagh ibn Nabata. So this is from Al-Asbagh ibn Nabata. He says that قَالَ السَّمِعْتُ عَلِيًّا يَقُولُ كَأَنِّي بِالْعَجَمْ فَسَاتِيتُهُمْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْكُوفَةِ يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَا أُنزِلَ قُلْتْ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَوَلَيْسَ هُوَ كَمَا أُنزِلَ فَقَالَ لا محيا منه سبعون من قريش بأسمائهم وأسماء آبائهم وما ترك أبو لهب إلا إزراء على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنه عمه. So Asbagh ibn Nabata said, I heard Ali say, I envision the Ajam with their tents in the mosque of Kufa, teaching people the Quran in the way it was revealed. I asked him, O commander of the faithful, is it not in the form it was revealed? He replied, no, the names of 70 people of the Quraysh and their forefathers have been deleted from it. Only the name of Abu Lahab was left in order to hurt the Prophet because he was his uncle. So we come to the 13th narrative in this regard, and this is recorded by Tabrasi in his Al-Ihtijaj. It says, An Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman, and then we have a chain of narration. It concludes in the words, فَرَاسَ لَهُمْ عَلِي أَنْ لَيْسَ إِلَيَّ خُرُوجِي حِيلَةً لِأَنِّي فِي جَمْعِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي قَدْ نَبَزْتُمُوهُ وَأَلِهَتْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا عَنْهُ وَقَدْ حَلَفْتُ أَنْ لَا أَخْرُجَ مِنْ بَيْتِي وَلَا أَدَعْ رَدَاعِي عَلَى عَاتِكِ حَتَّى أَجْمَعَ الْقُرْآنَ. Ali sent them a message. There is no way I can come out because I am busy in the collection of the Quran, of the Book of God, which you have thrown away and your worldly desires have made you disregard it. And I have sworn that I will not come out of my house and not wear my cloak on my shoulders until I have collected the Quran. The 14th narrative verse also is from Tabrasi's Al-Ihtijaj, and its words are, قال خطب أمير المؤمنين خطبة بالكوفة فلما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اشتغلت بدفنه والفراغ من شأنه ثم آليت يمينا أني لا أرتدي إلا للصلاة حتى أجمع القرآن ففعلت ثم أخذته وجئت به فأعرضته عليهم قالوا لا حاجة لنا به. So Jafar ibn Muhammad reported from his forefathers, when the Messenger of Allah died, I became involved in his burial and completing other matters concerning him. Then I swore to myself that I will not wear my cloak except for the prayer until I have collected the Quran. So I did it and took it and presented it to them. They said, we do not need it. The 15th narrative in this regard, viewers, is by Muhammad ibn Shahr Ashub in his Manaqib of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And its words are وَفِي أَخْبَارِ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ أَنَّهُ أَعْلَى, which means that Ali alayhi salam had sworn أَنَّهُ أَعْلَى عَنْ لَا يَدَعْ رِدَاءَهُ عَلَى عَاتِكِهِ إِلَّا لِلصَّلَاةِ حَتَّى يُؤَلِّفَ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَجْمَعَهُ فَانْقَطَعَ عَنْهُ مُدَّةً إِلَى أَنْ جَمَعَهُ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهِ فِي إِزَارٍ يَحْمِلُهُ وَهُمْ مُجْتَمِعُونَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ فَأَنْكَرُوا مسيره بعد انقطاع والألبة فقالوا الأمر ما جاء به أبو الحسن فلما توسطهم وزع الكتاب بينهم ثم قال إن رسول الله رسول الله قال إني مخلف فيكم ما إن تمسطكم به لن تدلوا كتاب الله وعترتي أهل بيتي وهذا الكتاب وعن العترة فقام عليه الثاني فقال له إن يكن عندك قرآن فعندنا مثله فلا حاجة لنا فيكما فحمل علي الكتاب وعاد به بعد أن ألزمهم الحجة. It is mentioned in the narratives of the Ahlul Bayt that Ali swore that he would not wear his cloak on his shoulder except for the prayer until he had arranged and collected the Quran. He remained isolated from others for some time until he had collected it. He then came to them with the Quran in a cloth, and they were gathered in the mosque, and they did not like his return after staying away with his prudent associates. They said, O Abul Hasan, Abul Hasan had come with a purpose. When he came to them, he placed the book between them and then said, The Prophet had said, I am leaving behind that which you hold, that which if you hold steadfast to, you will never go astray. And they are the two things, that the book of God and my descendants, which is my family. So this is the book of God, and I am his descendant. The second, which obviously refers to Umar radiallahu anhu, the second stood up and replied, If you have the Quran, we also have it. We do not require you or your book of God. So Ali took away the book after he had left them with no excuse to deny it. Now, viewers, the 16th and final narrative in this regard is also recorded by Abu Ja'far al-Kulayni in his Ar-Rawza min al-Kafi, and this is by Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad al-Baqir also. And the words are, An Jabir ibn Yazid qal, Dakhaltu ala Abi Ja'far, faqult, Ya Ja'far, إِنَّ الْأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَطَبَ النَّاسِ بِالْمَدِينَةِ بَعْدَ سَبْعَةِ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ وَفَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَذَلِكَ حِينَ فَرَغَ مِنْ جَمْعِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَأْلِيفِهِ Jabir ibn Yazid said, I came to Abu Ja'far, obviously referring to Muhammad al-Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad al-Baqir, and said, and obviously there is a whole series of things, and the thing which actually is relevant to our discussion is, He replied, O Jabir, Amir al-Mu'mineen gave a sermon in Medina. Now this is what Imam Abu Ja'far is replying. Amir al-Mu'mineen gave a sermon in Medina to the people 7 days after the death of the Prophet. And this was when he had completed collecting and arranging the Quran. So viewers, these are the 16 narratives which I have read out before you, which represent the Shiite view vis-a-vis the collection of the Quran in Shiite sources. And as I said earlier on, that inshallah in the forthcoming sessions and episodes, we will evaluate all these 16 narratives, their text as well as their chains of narration. Until then, أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ